Let's get right to the news out of Washington. House Speaker John Boehner will resign from leadership and from Congress at the end of October. His announcement came a day after he shed tears standing next to Pope Francis in Washington, and nearly 5 years after he took the lead of a divided Republican caucus in the House. Calling himself a regular guy with a big job, Boehner was emotional again today when he spoke about his decision about an hour ago.
I got plenty of people following me. This turmoil that's been churning now for a couple of months is not good for the members, and it's not good for the institution. And if I wasn't planning on leaving here soon, I can tell you I would not have done this.
Domenico Montanaro is lead political editor for NPR. Domenico, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And sure, we heard John Boehner there say that the political turmoil had been churning for a couple of months, but still, this was a surprise today. Did it take people by surprise in Washington?
It certainly did. It took many of the members of his own conference by surprise. In fact, the man who most people think could ascend to be the next speaker is the majority leader, Kevin McCarthy. He wasn't even told until moments before the meeting that they had this morning that the speaker was thinking about doing this. It seemed fairly impromptu from Speaker Boehner. There was certainly an influence of Pope Francis, he mentioned. He said that he prayed on it. He thought about it yesterday, told his chief of staff he would sleep on it. Then we had this amazing incident at a restaurant in D.C. where someone asked him, "Don't shut down the government." And he shook the man's hand and looked him in the eye and said, "It's not going to happen, believe me." Then he went to bed, woke up, said he prayed on it. He'd thought about it and said, "Yeah, today's the day."
Interesting. So you mentioned the government shutdown. It's set for September 30th, but maybe not. Now, Domenico, what does this mean now that Boehner has made this announcement?
Well, I think most people think that this makes it more likely that a government will not shut down because Boehner before has proved that he's willing to let Democrats help him, even if he can't get a majority of his conference. Now, he says he's not going to change any of his tactics, but we've only got a week to go before a shutdown would happen. They're probably going to take a vote on a continuing resolution measure, which is a funding bill that's temporary, that will not include Planned Parenthood funding to be stripped out of it. They'll probably have a separate vote on that, I would imagine. But you would think that if it comes down to the midnight hour on Friday, that Speaker Boehner will probably bring something to the floor. Now, that said, in the short term, that it looks like there won't be a shutdown. But in the medium term, December, right around time for Christmas with a new speaker, even if it's Kevin McCarthy, who's not as entrenched as Boehner was, doesn't have the same chits that he can play that Boehner did, not really had a lot of success as a whip. Whether or not he can get this herd together, which Boehner has called frogs in a wheelbarrow, trying to keep them all in that wheelbarrow. You know, I think we're in for quite the Christmas once again when it comes to watching the Republican conference in the House.
And you can hear how that fight just might play out by listening to this tape. Here's Florida Senator Marco Rubio. He was at the Values Voter Summit in Washington today when he broke the news to the audience.
Just a few minutes ago, Speaker Boehner announced that he will be resigning.
I mean, the cheering there, Domenico, very, very loud. Clearly, some conservatives on the right-wing side of the party wanted Boehner gone, but his supporters said it wasn't Boehner's fault, that the turmoil should actually be blamed on that faction to the right. So where does this announcement leave the Republican Party in the House?
Certainly very divided. I mean, when you hear Republicans talk about this, members of Congress very openly saying this afternoon that that this divide is clear and that they need to figure out how they're going to be able to govern and get somebody into that place. But they said that you could change the characters here, but it's the same division. I mean, since 2010 with the Tea Party, one person had said that John Boehner, Tim Huelskamp from Kansas, who's been an adversary of Boehner, said, you know, he was elected in 1990. We need a new leadership of the 21st century. Well, you know, that's going to be a difficult thing to find and who's going to get behind that person. And even if that person were to take the leadership role, how would they corral this group?
Right. And Boehner's number two, of course, California's Kevin McCarthy. We don't know if he'll be the next Speaker of the House. It's possible. But of course, the fight seems to be set. The stage is set. Domenico Montanaro, lead political editor for NPR. Thanks for your time.
Thanks as always.